I'm one of them peoples that in the mother group, and I had so many things balled up inside that I was so afraid to let out because I thought I had no one I could share it with. And after I started hearing a lot of the mother's stories, then I started hearing my own story out of other mothers. And it gave me hope and faith that I'm not alone. So they have brought out so much joy and happiness in my life.
That's Olivia. She's a mother and a grandmother and a longtime PBMR participant who, in addition to being in the Family Forward program, has been working towards her high school diploma in our education lab. Trauma is widespread in the back of the arts community, and Family Forward tends to that pain. Infused in Olivia's interview, though, is joy. There is joy in finding peace. There is joy in recognizing your own power and resilience and growth. There is joy in a community that loves and accompanies you into those insights. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Together We Heal.
I got introduced to Family Forward through my daughter, Madeline Freeman. I was just beginning to get my life together. I was recovering, making needs, and, you know. And my daughter asked me to come to the mother's meet. And I came, and that was back in 2014. I've been a part of this mother's meeting for almost 10 years. It's been a great inspiration on me. I love the mother meeting, the mother's group, because we come together and we inspire one another. We lift each other. And I love the confidentiality with what goes on in a meeting stays in the meeting. And a lot of mothers have been through a whole lot of things in their life, losing loved ones and kids being incarcerated. But the group has motivated and inspired mothers to be uplifted and to let us know that we're not alone and we can always come together and comfort one another. It just brought out a whole lot of things out of me that I thought that wasn't there, you know. I always thought that my past life was so reckless that I couldn't be in the company of other. I always thought that I was the only one, and I'm talking about me, that was facing problems. But once I started hearing stories and understood that I'm not alone, it helped me to stop thinking all those negative things. I'm so grateful that my daughter brought me to it. And you know, right now I'm a little emotional because when I look around the group, I don't see my daughter anymore. But I'm grateful that the ladies in the group, they have gave me a whole lot of strength. They're so compassionate. They're lovable people. And we all are, and most of us are in the same walk with life, you know. I haven't lost a son or a daughter to gun violence, but I have sons that's incarcerated that used to weigh down on me a lot because I was so concerned about my grandsons. And they came through the same walk through Precious Blood. And I just love the way Precious Blood reach out to our youth and give them another chance at life when they thought they didn't have a life, you know. I don't know what I'd do without the Mother's Group and Precious Blood, because they give you so much great hope. I am not where I want to be, but I ain't what I used to be, and it all came from here. They uplifted me, made me know you are somebody. You can do all things if you just put your mind to it. And I'm grateful that I have a chance to go back to school, get my education, a job, you know, things that I thought that wasn't there for me. But today I'm able to reach a goal.
Yeah.
I'm able to say that I am a strong woman and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you know.
I was wondering, I went to my first mother circle on Saturday. I was crying from, like, the very first person. The mother circles seem to be a place where a lot of pain is let out. And you mentioned joy.
And you see a lot of pain in other. And you see a lot of people going through problems and worries and wonders and confused and so down, so stressed. But once you start hearing people's stories and you able to let out some of your pain and get a little relief, and you look around the room and you see all these women's, and you like, wow. And they let you know that you are a strong woman and you can do it. Once you let out that anger, that pain, that grief, you start feeling much better. Mm-hmm. You start feeling like I am capable of letting go, just letting go of all that stress, all that wonder, because you can come to the meeting and you can come in and get greeted, have a nice little meal, and then sit around and talk to other women of your walk. And you just start thinking, wow, I'm grateful. I'm where I need to be. And then you start getting that great feeling, that hope, that strength. You get encouraged and you start feeling joyful, happy, worry-free. And you're able to sit there and communicate with people on another level, in a happy level, a stress-free level. Just feeling free, you know. You might be sad one moment, but the joy gonna come eventually. It's a joyful place to be. I look forward to the mother's meeting because it brought me through my walk in life and gave me so much spirit and so much change. Mm. It's changed me to let me know I am a woman. I am a woman and I can walk the walk of a woman. I don't have to worry about things that's out of my control. I could come to the meeting, even if I have sadness, mm-hmm. The joy comes in the morning.
Mm. Amen.
It comes.
You're getting your high school diploma in our Ed Lab. Can you talk about the inspiration for that?
When I first came to the Ed Lab to start studying for my high school diploma, I was so down because I always thought I couldn't. I always thought I was too old. And when I came to the Ed Lab, I was introduced by Sister Janice and others. And I used to say to myself, I can't do it. And she said, Olivia, yes, you can. Mm. And I'm like, no, I have so long to go. But as I continue, and Sister Janet and so many people that came to the Ed Lab, that tutors inspired me, and Olivia, don't worry. Mm. You got this. You can do this. It don't matter how long it takes for you to get it. You will get it. And each time that I thought I wanted to fall back, they always lifted me and said, Olivia, it don't matter. I left before because I had to take on my grandson. And then I called Sister Janice and I came back to the Ed Lab. She was with open arms saying, oh, Olivia, I'm so grateful you're back. She's a beautiful person, beautiful Sister Janice. She met me on the streets in her car and she dropped me off, work to do through the pandemic. I watch people graduate each year. In the beginning, I felt downward, but being inspired by others who, my tutors, gave me that chance to know Olivia, don't worry. If it takes however long it takes, you'll get it. And now I'm so motivated into having my high school diploma. I'm so relaxed in my mind. It don't matter when I get it. Mm. I just want it. I want my high school diploma, and I always wanted it. And the Ed Lab inspires me into getting it. I can reach more goals once I get my high school diploma because it's things I want to do that requires a high school diploma. And it's no turning back for me.
Yeah,
I want it, and I'm going to keep working hard till I get it. And I love the people that work with me because they inspire me, they uplift me, they tell me how I'm going to mount up to something. And sometimes I think they probably don't want to be bothered, but they're like, never, Olivia. I'm always here for you.
Yeah.
They text me, make sure, am I coming to the lab? And, you know, they make me feel so relaxed, so confident in myself. And I have a lot of the right answers, but sometimes I hold it in. And my tutor tell me, Olivia, you got this. You already had the answer.
Hmm.
And, you know, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for Precious Blood, period. I love Precious Blood, PBMR. I love it. I love the people. People have taught me how to love, how to care, to understand. You always want to be the salt, you know. Salt is the seasoning. And I love seasoning things today. Because I come from a broken life that was really down here. I come from being a recovering addict for 30 years plus. And I've been clean for 10 years now.
Amazing.
And I'm grateful that I don't have to look back. You know, I'm in that season that I can move forward. And I will continue. I'm just grateful today, and I walk with a smile today. And I wonder sometimes how people might think, why she smiled? Because I'm grateful that I am somebody. I am somebody, and I always thought that I wasn't going to mount up to be nothing because of the life I live. But it's over, it's gone. I'm grateful. I'm striving to do the best with my life today. You know, I look at it like this. Everything happened for a reason. I'm not ashamed of my past. I look at it as experience. But I know one thing. I can write a book on my life. And it's an exciting life today because I have walked in those terrible shoes to now I walk with pride, hope, faith, love and joy and a kind heart. That's something that I thought I never would have. And I love being kind. I love sharing, caring, and understanding people. Once I get my high school diploma, I want to get into school. I like working with the public. I like working with exploring people. I love to share my strength and hope with others. So I would like to I always wanted to become a counselor in recovery to let people know you can and you're not alone. We fall down, but we get back up and just continue to strive to do the best. And I love when people ask me how you do it. And I tell them, you can do it too. So I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for this new way of life I'm living. Grateful through Precious Blood. I'm able to go back to school. I'm grateful to Grace Wood to going through the program and getting a job. I'm grateful that people can count on me today, and I never thought that. I'm grateful for the new life that I live and all the new people that God has placed in my life, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grateful for the strength that God has given me to move forward in my life.
Thanks for listening to Together We Heal, a podcast from Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation. You can support PBMR's mission of hope, healing, and radical hospitality at the link in our description. Subscribe for future episodes, and if you like what you heard, leave a rating and review. Thank you.